foolish seeks happiness in the distance, and the wise grows it from under their feet. And that is the power of gratitude. Instead of wishing for a future that you haven't earned yet, look around. You're living in a time that you used to pray for, and you've worked so hard to get here. Be grateful for everything you have, because if you're not grateful for what you have now, you won't be grateful for what you have later.
Be grateful. Be grateful for every single second, the goods, the bads, the ups, the downs, and learn from everything, not only from your mistakes. Learn from everything. Learn from your highest points, your everything. And again, be grateful.
The universe loves grateful people. The more grateful you are, the more you get to be grateful about. It's that simple. What you give out in life is what comes back to you. So if you're giving out a feeling of, I'm okay, I'm good enough as I am, and I am acceptable, and I love life, and I love me, and you start having gratitude for yourself and for life, then life treats you differently because you are having a different vibration that you're giving out and getting back. And that's when things really start to flow.
Scientists now describe gratitude as the lubricant of the brain. When you're grateful, your mind actually becomes more agile. Your mind becomes more flexible. Your mind becomes more adaptive. If I could say it this way, when you're grateful, you just become smarter. And smarter people have more capacity, more potential, more opportunity, and more success.
The more you're grateful for, the more God will give you to be grateful for. Wake up every morning and just start thanking Him for just your life, your kids, your job, your house, your food, your clothes, your money, your car, your husband, your boyfriend. And then immediately after that, you'll have a better day. And then watch, He start giving you more stuff.
Good exercise, gratitude. I used to have a gratitude journal. At the end of the day, I'll write three things that I'm grateful for. As I kept on doing it, over time, I realized during the day, I'll be looking for things I'm grateful for so I can write it at the end of the day.
Yeah,
so that way it keeps you in that frame of gratitude constantly through the day. Like, what am I going to write at the end of the day? What am I grateful for today? So you start flowing that vibe of gratitude, that vibration of gratitude. And when you vibe with gratitude, trust me, abundance comes. It's magic.
Start every single day with gratitude. Doesn't matter who you are, where you are, where you are in life. It doesn't matter how angry you are, bitter you are. Probably more important if you're angry or bitter. Start every single day with gratitude, because the truth is, somebody didn't wake up today that wishes that they had. Somebody didn't wake up today that had plans for today. So if you have the blessing of waking up tomorrow morning, give thanks. Start your day with gratitude. It's really difficult to find yourself in a negative place, a bad place, a down place, an angry place, when you come down to the simplest reality of gratitude every single morning.
Being happy with what you have now is very powerful, because it has a way to attract even more good in your life. So while you look to have more, be happy, content, and grateful for what you have right now.
One of the most important lessons in life that you should know is to remember to have an attitude of gratitude, of humility. Understand where the gift comes from. It's not mine. It's been given to me by the grace of God. Use what I have. Use what you have to help others. You know, on your last day, you can't take it with you.
Yes, that is true.
But you can leave it here. You'll never see a U-Haul behind a hearse.
Gratitude, one of the most incredible human emotions. Gratitude can absolutely turn any situation better. Doesn't matter how stoked you are. When you have an attitude of gratitude, it builds you up. And anything can be accomplished if you have a team of people, or if you yourself are living with gratitude in your world.
People say it's like 90% mental, 10% physical. I just think it's 100% mental. I think everything is an illusion. You know, the mind is what creates these things. And
I think people got life a little confused right now. They're so focused on what they don't have. They don't have the capacity for the gratitude of what they do have, starting with health. So every day you wake up and you and the people you love are good, you're good.
And I see people walking their dog, and I put myself in their shoes and I go, God, that must be so great just to walk your dog down the street. What a pleasurable thing. They don't realize it. You take it for granted now. Please don't take it for granted. understand that the ability that you have now to run, to walk your dog, to swim, to type, it can be taken away from you. And just appreciate your life for what you have.
We spend a lot of time thinking about the future, a lot of time thinking about the past, not so much in the present. And that creates problems for us. If we could spend more time appreciating what's around us, be grateful for the health you have, for the ability that you have that other people, because they're or sick or whatever, they don't have what you have. So look around you and be grateful for what you have. This will improve your mind state, your existence. Be grateful for what you have. And you don't have to have a lot of money or land or whatever.
Gratitude's an excellent practice, man.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of arrogance and resentment. I think it's a great thing to become an expert at. And I think that you can allow yourself happiness if you're grateful.
You think you got time, man. Not that you need to rush your life, but you think you got time. Make that call, man. Like, you think you got time. Write that letter. You think you got time. Go see that person. You think you got time. The most underrated blessing is leaving your house and making it back home every single day. We just treat life as if it's promised to us. It's not. When you do your work, put your stamp on it.
Most young people don't realize how rich they are. When I was 18, I was richer than I am today. In some ways, I still had my father, for example. I could call my father anytime I liked and talk to him. And regardless of the conversation was useful or not, I could have spent more time talking to him, and I didn't. You assume that the things that you have when you're young are going to be around forever. Enjoy that wealth while it lasts, because you could make $1 billion. I could almost guarantee that when you're 60, your parents aren't going to be around, and you'll trade everything you have just to speak to them again. You're wealthier than you think. Your life is better than you think. Appreciate the things that you have before you lose them, because you will lose them. It's not a matter of if. Assuming nature goes the right way, it will happen. It's when. It's not if.
The science shows that gratitude has the ability to boost your mood and boost your immune system. And what's even more fascinating is that when you're having a thankful thought, you can't have a worry-filled thought at the same time. That's mind-blowing to me. If you're having a grateful thought, you can't have an anxious thought at the same time.
I promise you, start giving, start feeling grateful.
If you're in a state of gratitude, it makes total sense. Then you will accept, believe, and surrender the thoughts that are equal to that emotional state, and you could actually program your autonomic nervous system to make the pharmacy of chemicals that causes growth and repair to happen in the body. You start feeling gratitude, you start feeling more gratitude, you start feeling love, you start feeling more love, you start feeling kindness, you start feeling care, you start feeling appreciation, you start feeling creative, you start feeling inspired, you practice feeling those emotions, and you get that heart of yours back into balance. We discovered that once energy makes it to the heart, it's going right to the brain. And it's going to go straight up, and it's going to tell the brain in that moment, the heart is the creative center. It's safe to create. When people understand what they're doing and they understand why they're doing it, the how gets easier.
What you find is that real masters who practice true gratitude, they'll wake up in the morning and they'll say, I'm really grateful for all the wonderful, beautiful, generative things that are going to happen today. And I'm also really grateful for the things I don't like today. I'm grateful for those things because I know retrospectively that is going to be the source of my growth.
Gratitude is one of the most strongest forms of power in attracting good things. You know, if you truly feel grateful for the things in your life, I always felt grateful for even the small things. I always used to celebrate the small things. Now I might be celebrating the bigger things, but I always celebrate every little good thing that would happen to me in my life, even before I had any kind of money or any of that. I would celebrate and I would feel grateful for it, and it just gave me more. And this is exactly the same thing that's happening right now. I still remain grateful, and more comes.
Stop saying, I got to go to work. I got to work out. I got to get this weight off of me. I got to go and meet with the people at the school. I got to deal with my coworkers. Change one word in that sentence, and everything about your life changes. I get to wake up in the morning. I get to go to work. I get to go and meet with these people today. When you say I got to, you take all of your opportunities and all of your blessings and you wrap them up in stress by saying I got to. You take all the stress off of it when you say I get to.
I want you to write down
10 things in your life right now that you're grateful for. Not everything's wrong, something's right. Sit and write 10 things you're grateful for. Don't rush. What are you really grateful for? When you've got that done, I want you to send love to 3 people that you're having a problem with. I want you to send them love. And last but not least, be quiet for 5 minutes and ask for direction. Just be totally quiet and just ask Spirit for direction.
The more grateful you are for what is, the more things will come to you. If you honor this moment, what is this moment, then the future, the so-called future, which never comes except as the present moment, will reflect that. To be grateful means an appreciation, an alignment with what is. If you're only grateful when you compare yourself to others who have less, that's not real gratitude. More powerful is gratitude for whatever is this moment, the little things of this moment.
Gratitude is a very rare trait in people. You have very smart people, you have very strong people, you have very kind people. Really grateful people, hard to find. Only the truly great are also grateful. Gratitude comes from the awareness that I have more than I deserve. I was given more than I earned. Because if I get what I earn, if I get what I deserve, there's no reason to be grateful. I worked for an hour, I got paid for an hour. What am I grateful for? It's only right. It's justice. I worked for an hour, I should get paid for an hour. Gratitude means I'm blessed in some way beyond what I deserve. That's called gratitude. If you're aware that you have more than you deserve, you will feel grateful. Do we have more than we deserve? Does everyone have more than they deserve? Yes. We don't deserve life. It was given for free. We don't deserve health. It's given for free. Actually, we don't deserve anything other than a few dollars when we put in the hours. So most of life is for free.
Let me share with you one of my most powerful manifestation tools, gratitude. Gratitude is by far the most powerful tool that you can use every single day. Let me explain why. You hear me say, whatever it is that you want to attract into your life is lacking in your life. And that is because you don't have it. You have to switch from wanting it to being it. And you can do that with gratitude. Every single day, I'm writing down in my journal, I am so grateful and blessed now that whatever it is that I'm seeking is already in my life. And then I say why, and then I thank it 5 times. So let me ask you this question. Think of one thing that you're actively seeking to manifest. And I want you to be honest with yourself. When was the last time you were grateful for that being in your life now? The reality is most people are waiting to have and arrive at that place in the future to then say thank you. That is living in lack. Gratitude is the ultimate state of receivership. When we have something in our life, it's because we have it and we're then thankful. Start writing down every single day you're grateful now that it's already in your life. Be grateful ahead of the event. And as you do that, trust me, play with the bigger manifestations and the smaller manifestations. It is so powerful and you'll see the magic in your life.
When you're grateful, your heart starts to beat in a more rhythmic way that causes the arteries in your heart literally to swell. When you actually feel gratitude, there's a physiological component that takes place where your heart feels full. And when energy or blood makes it to the heart and energy makes it to the heart, it's a different consciousness. It's a different level of awareness than when you're feeling resentful or you're feeling impatient. We saw that when a person's feeling gratitude, once energy makes it to the heart, somehow it begins to move to the brain. And if you were to imagine like grabbing a big sheet and going like this, it's almost like the heart is causing this beautiful pattern of energy moving to the brain, causes the brain to move in these beautiful alpha brainwave states. That is that state of imagination. So we teach people then to feel grateful for things that they haven't had yet, as well as the things that they have in their life. And it tends to produce profound changes in their biology.
I'm fighting myself, you know what I mean? Because you are fighting yourself. There is no opponent, you know what I mean? It's you versus you. And I'd say I'm fighting myself in there. Not even martial arts. Life, you know what I mean? It's always you versus you. If you're competing against other people, you know what I mean? Competing against others, and you're going to become bitter. But if you compete against yourself, you'll become better.
The older I get, the more I realize how important it is to be grateful for everything that I already have and to stop crying and moaning about all the things that I don't have. Like, if you look around you, you'll really realize how much you have to be grateful for. Realize how much you've actually been blessed in your life. Some people would kill to have your life, and you're crying about it. Because when you focus on gratitude and being grateful every single day, God or the universe or whatever it is that's out there is going to bless you with more things to be grateful for.
Do you know how precious life is? There's been about 100 billion people who have ever lived.
Wow, really?
Yes. Do you know how many people can exist? You take a look at the genes, find out how many combinations of genes can make an authentic human being. And it is stupendously larger number than the 100 billion. What it means is you are alive against stupendous odds. You are breathing air, observing sunsets, gazing into the night sky. Most people who could exist will never experience that. Most people who could exist will never even be born. And you're going to complain about the life you have?
It's the gift. Most people that could exist, mathematically,
will never exist.
Wow.
You are as special a living entity as there ever was.
Amen.
I accept being uncomfortable. I accept realizing that every day that I get up, number one, be grateful, not greedy. It's a blessing. Because that's the thing that pisses me off. People that get up and, you kidding me? You're alive. You're alive. That is the greatest gift in the world.
One of my favorite quotes, it says, if you've forgotten the language of gratitude, you'll never be on speaking terms with happiness.
Yeah.
What are you grateful for? Every single day, just slow down, right? Like, what are you grateful for, man?
Listen, if you want the best hack I've ever learned in 54 years, absolutely, hands down, the best trick, if you want to call it that, to give you the biggest impact in life is when you wake up, be immediately grateful. Instantly be grateful and have gratitude that you get just simply get the day to live. So when you open your eyes and you realize, I'm still here, I get another day, understanding that that's the most valuable thing you're going to receive all day long. So act enthusiastic and realize the value you just received every morning. And don't be ungrateful. Be grateful. Immensely grateful, which will then shift your perspective and literally cause the rest of the day to be amazing. The rest of your life to be amazing. That's the hack.
And I think you're right. You talked about gratitude. Gratitude is a big part of it. Right? Which is to just be grateful for what you have. Like, what if everybody's chasing some sort of finish line, but what if you just today just made the decision, because they're all decisions, I've already won.
God gave you air today. God gave you breath. You should be excited, bro, every day when you wake up, bro. I'm excited. And sometimes I don't like going to sleep because it's like, damn, bro, like, I love life. I'm grateful.
Be grateful for every single second, the goods, the bads, the ups, the downs, and learn from everything, not only from your mistakes.
Stop questioning your purpose. Just know that whatever journey you're on, you can't be envious of somebody else. You can't look over in their yard and go, why ain't I rocking like that person? It's not your time. God don't want that to happen for you like that. You just keep doing what you doing, and there's no bad in your life. It's all good.
You got to be grateful for where you are. You got to look around. You got to say, hey, you know what? Shit's not exactly the way I want it, but I'm pretty good. This is all right. It could be a lot worse. All right. There's a lot of people that have it a lot worse than me.
Just be grateful along the way to God. Trust God in this journey. He got you.
Every morning, I will literally sit for 5 minutes, sometimes 2 minutes. Sometimes I'll lay in my bed. Sometimes I'll be in my recliner, and I'll just be grateful. I'll just do gratitude. I'll think about my amazing, beautiful wife. I'll think about my amazing kids. I'll think about my coaching students, my foundation, and I just do gratitude. But then, in light of what you just said, Brad, I'll do gratitude for the things that I want as if I already have them, like I have them right now, okay? Like I say, thank you, God, for the things that I want as if I already have them. And I will tell you, sometimes I'll even get emotional being grateful for the things that I don't even have yet, okay? Why? I know I probably lost a few more of you analytical ones, but why? Because it freaking works, my friends, okay? That gratitude brings it all to existence when you think in the present tense, like you just said.
Here's what I asked my students to do at Harvard. I asked them to make a gratitude list on Sunday nights.
They make a list of the five things they're most grateful for. Then every night during the rest of the week, take 5 minutes and look at your gratitude list. Sundays, update your list. In 10 weeks, you're going to be between 15 and 25% happier because you decided to be grateful.
Be grateful for the problems that you have. Because I believe...
Say that again.
I believe... Be grateful for the problems that you have because I believe they're specifically designed for you, your growth, your development, and the things that you need to possess as an individual in order to grow and become the individual that you're destined to become.
Gratitude's the most powerful thing in the world. It is the perceptive control of your mind. If you have gratitude, you will find the light, the love, and the lessons in everything. You can utilize gratitude to change your life. If you say thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up for 30 straight days, I promise you, I guarantee it, that your life will change forever.
Here's a really powerful way to use gratitude. You think of something you really, really want to happen in your physical world, and it hasn't happened yet. You can be grateful for it now, so you can feel gratitude now. And when you get to the point where you feel as grateful now, before it physically manifests, as you do when it's here, that's power.
This is the key to happiness, gratitude. One of the most powerful things is practicing gratitude. In positive psychology research, gratitude is strongly and consistently associated with greater happiness. Gratitude helps people feel more positive emotions, relish good experiences, improve their health, deal with adversity, and build strong relationships. Here's how I practice gratitude. Journaling every day. I write out things that I'm thankful for. Being thankful for another day to be alive, to wake up, have a family. Realizing this is what operating at a high frequency looks like. Being grateful for food on the table. Practicing gratitude gives me a good feeling of being alive. You don't know when your last day is, so be grateful for every day you have.
In the journey of life, we experience pleasure and pain. There'll be sunshine and rain, there'll be loss and gain, but we must learn to keep moving forward again and again. So if you opened your eyes this morning, if you were healthy enough to move about, to maybe get yourself some food, if you were able to go to a refrigerator and find that it was full and stocked, if you were able to put on some clothes, and if you had a roof over your head, just remember how grateful you can be for all those things we consider to be basic, but for others, they don't even have access to.
It's important to be grateful, but never satisfied. At the same time, I've seen a lot of people who are never, never, never satisfied, but also never grateful for the things that they have. And this was me quite a few years back, always trying to achieve the next thing and the next thing and the next thing without looking back and seeing what I've achieved or taking some fucking time off.
If you practice being grateful, even under duress, that can help you develop the attitude that makes you resilient as you move through tremendous difficulty. You celebrate small victories and you attend to them more than you might be inclined to otherwise, and you learn to be grateful for what you do have while you're contemplating what you might lose.
If I could give one piece of advice, and it being the most important piece of advice I could give to my daughters, my nieces, or any younger person out there, I would say you have to have gratitude. And far too often people are comparing themselves to others and comparing themselves to what they don't have. They're always comparing that, yet they're spending far less time on being grateful for what they do have. You know, I wake up every day and I say, what are five things I'm grateful for? And always number one is the fact that I woke up. The fact that I woke up is all the gratitude you need in life. And when your standards for happiness are very low, you'll find you're a very happy person. And what I've learned throughout the course of my life is that the more time I focus on realizing, recognizing that, be grateful for what it is you do have. I live in the United States. I live in a free country. I'm so lucky. I could do what I want. I could come and go as I please. I have health. I have wealth. I feel great. That bit of gratitude makes me feel great. So the sooner you get gratitude into your life, the better you're going to feel. Don't compare yourself to someone else, because there'll always be someone with a better story, a better life, a better this. But believe me, they're lacking things you have. So just be grateful for what you have. Focus on gratitude. Gratitude is everything.
Whatever you try to hold on to, the nature of thing is that this is happening.
Swinging away.
It's going to move away from you. And whatever you try to avoid and push away from you is just a question of time until it's going to move like pretty close towards you. If you don't want to have a life that is too shaky, don't touch the water. Because in the moment you touch, your touch is the initiation for the ripples to appear. Same way, you want to follow that goal. You want to have it easy along that goal. Don't touch any additional water along your goal. Don't touch it because you like something, and don't touch it because you dislike something. Because when you walk towards the goal and you do here and here and here, you're just going to ripple your whole surroundings, which ultimately means your energy is being just drawn away from your initial goal.
Now, the power of positive thinking is an interesting subject. Some people just think it's a bunch of hokey pokey, but I'll tell you, it has a big impact on the way your life turns out. And if you pay attention to ultra successful people, they may be critical about certain things and they may be negative in some ways, but for the most part, all the successful people you know are positive thinkers. They're optimistic. And one thing that is also common is they believe in themselves at a ridiculous level. They expect to succeed. They expect to win.
If you analyze anything, your life, yourself, within some disturbing emotion, you're going to make your brain worse 100% of the time. In other words, you're thinking in the past and your thoughts are arousing the brain more into that state of survival. Now, that's when we overfocus. That's when we overthink, right? The opposing part of this is that when people start to connect and they start to have these elevated states, then something really unusual happens. The reality seems to conform in ways that are equal to who they're being. So now the heart is saying to the brain, it's time to create. And now your energy has changed and nothing changes until we change our energy. And when you change your energy, you change your life, right?
Every time you have a thought, your brain releases chemicals. Every time you have a good thought, positive thought, happy thought, hopeful thought, your brain releases chemicals that make you feel good. Immediately, your hands get warmer. Your hands get drier. Your muscles become more relaxed. Your breathing becomes slower and deeper, and your heart rate variability goes up. When you have a sad thought, a hopeless thought, a helpless thought, a stressful thought, your body immediately produces chemicals that make your hands colder and wetter, muscles more tense, breathing shallower and more erratic, heart rate variability goes down. It's a sign of heart health, and it happens immediately.
You know that 95% of the way you feel about yourself, your emotional content, is determined by your inner dialogue, by the words going through your mind. So say things like, I like myself. I like myself. I feel terrific. I feel terrific. How's it going? Wonderful. How's life? Fabulous. How's the family? Terrific. How's sales? Couldn't be better. In other words, be optimistic. What if they're not? Well, they will be soon enough, right? Say things like, I love my work. I love my work. Every start to feel a little bit negative about selling, which we all do, start saying, I like myself and I love my work. I like myself and I love my work. Say things like, I'm the best. I'm the best. I'm the best. I'm the best. Drive it into your mind. I'm the best. I'm the best. I'm the best. Be your own cheerleader. Talk to yourself in positive ways. You know what? You start to feel like that.
Our point of power is always in the present moment. We create our future by our thoughts and actions of today. And we can know that no person, no place, and no thing has any power over us. We create all our situations and all our circumstances by our thinking, feeling patterns. And everything you have experienced in your life up to this moment, you have created by your thoughts and your feelings and your beliefs of yesterday, last week, last month, last year, however far you go back. Which means that what you are choosing to begin to think right here and right now is going to create tomorrow and next week and next month and next year. The point of power is in this present moment. And we can begin to be free right here and right now. We do choose our own thoughts.
If you want to be successful in life, you have to develop the skill of being disliked. You have to be super okay with people not liking who you are, but you need to understand that other people have a completely different reality of the world you live in, and you can't control that. There's a difference between a good man and a nice man. A good man is not always a nice man, because sometimes the situation calls for him to step up, and that requires you to build the muscle of being disliked. If you don't, you will be a prisoner to other people's opinions. It's wild watching people live a life for other people. If you're
it goes sideways, the people that you care about their opinion, are they going to step in and pay the bills? Are they going to step in and get you a new job? No. Why would you live your life for their opinion when they're not going to show up when you need them most? You got to bet on you, which means you got to make life decisions for you.